Well, I can just say that there's been unprecedented investment in rural Ireland in the last number of years. There's a 1 billion rural regeneration fund, and every place I go, I can see the benefits of the funding, and communities can see the benefits because they are working with the local authority, working with their local councillors, working with their local Oireachtas members, and they can see it on the ground. I'm on a rural roadshow this week. I have been in Clare, I've been in Galway, I've been in Roscommon, I'm now in Leitrim today, and people aren't complaining. They're saying, I want more. And I've just opened closed off a call for Community Centres Fund, and I can tell you the enthusiasm and the interest in refurbishing community centres alone in this country is huge. So we have a vibrant community and we will support them. As far as this reach is concerned, there's been unprecedented investment in terms of the Rural Regeneration Fund, the Border Enterprise Development Fund, and we go up now to Drumshambo and we see the wonderful investment there, whether it's the food hub and whether it's the streetscape, and it's all of these
facilities.
So
the programme for government is delivering for the North West?
It's absolutely delivering, and we'll continue to work hard at it, and that's what I want to do in government. I want to focus on the job in hand and continue to encourage communities to come forward with good solid proposals, and my department won't be found wanting in terms of working with the County Council and working with communities in delivering for rural Ireland. This is a game changer. There's more and more people coming to live in rural Ireland than ever before, and that's good news.
And speaking of government, obviously it's a little bit away from Fine Gael, but there's some discontent maybe among Fianna Fáil backbenchers. There's even speculation whether the government will go its full term in office. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm around long enough to know that paper does not refuse ink. And if every bit of speculation turned into a change of leader, well, you'd be changing leaders often than you change your shirt. This is a stable government. We had a vote in the Dáil only last week and we had a majority of 19. Our focus is with getting on with the job. We have a budget to prepare and I'm confident that this government will go the distance.
And you'd look forward to continuing to work with Micheál Martin as Taoiseach initially and then as Tánaiste?
Yes, I have to say I'm from the border area, and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has done a lot of work in terms of the Shared Island unit and the funding that he has made available for projects on a cross-border basis. He's working hard and I think he's doing a good job.